It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's the TV puppet of French President Jacques Chirac called Supermanteur. And Chirac's supporters fear it may ruin his chances for re-election. The new Chirac super liar marionette is hitting the airwaves just as French voters prepare to head to the polls next month. The puppet version of Chirac lies about using taxpayer money for personal trips, about illegal party financing, and about almost anything and everything. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Officially, the main rival of President Jacques Chirac in this year's presidential race is the socialist Lionel Jospin. But some members of Chirac's entourage appear more concerned about a public figure made of latex. The star puppet of a popular political satire on TV is called Supermenteur, or Superliar. The caped avenger is thinly disguised by a red mask from which protrudes Chirac's distinctive long nose. Supermenteur always gets a hero's welcome.
Oui, les amis, c'est moi.
Supermenteur Chirac flies to the rescue when a public figure is in trouble, providing, as needed, egregious lies and skyscraping tall tales. It's a reflection of how many people think Chirac broke the promises he made to get elected in 1995. It also hints at the curious ways he has tried to explain away 6 different corruption probes, 3 of which concern him directly. In one sketch, Supermenteur Chirac helps the candidate Chirac field a tough question on how to solve youth crime. Supermenteur says on the first day after Chirac's re-election, the president will open 400 reform schools. Then on the second day, he'll arrest all the juvenile delinquents of France. Then for the next 3 days, they will all be trained to become doctors, engineers, and presidents of the United States. And voila, youth crime solved in the space of a week. Exit Supermenteur.
Au revoir, Supermenteur!
Au revoir is also what Chirac supporters would like to say to the puppet. The show in which it appears, called Les Guignols de l'Info, pokes fun at all of France's politicians. But it has pushed Chirac's inner circle into damage control mode. Campaign advisor Patrick Devedjian told French radio that Supermenteur is proof the socialists are pulling the strings behind the TV show. Once again, he says, we see the totalitarian methods of the left. When you consider the complete emptiness of Lionel Jospin's program, says Devedjian, you can understand why they engage in personal attacks. But a pollster says that there's probably no cause for alarm. François-Mickey Marty of the Louis Harris firm found that 83% of French people say the puppet will not affect their vote.
Les Français considèrent cette émission bien davantage comme une.
He says that means French people consider the show to be entertainment, not a political show which could affect the election's outcome. But Mickey Marty's poll also shows that 2% of people might vote against Chirac because of Supermenteur. With Chirac and Jospin each at 50% in the polls, that number, small as it is, could be significant. Worse, when Chirac goes out to the poor suburbs, young toughs heckle him with cries of Supermenteur. His supporters fear the tag could stick in voters' minds as they head to the polls for the first round of voting next month. Sounds like a job for... Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.